community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Paul Alexander is an IT professional from Billericay IT Solutions, and you're going to have a chat with us this afternoon about the five things that people don't do and are mystified about with computers.
Yeah, I mean, these are really the things that we come across during our, you know, routine work, where we get a homeowner probably rings us and says, I've got a problem with a slow computer, or I've got a virus on there. So these are the type of things we're going to talk about this afternoon.
Registries, always. We won't pick that up this afternoon because that's a little bit in depth. Registry it drives me mad, and I have a registry cleaner.
Yeah.
Now this is the sort of thing that slows your computer down. You may mention that. I don't know. But a lot of people listening to this, the IT area is something that's new and angle-fangled, and you know, it's just absolutely horrendous. Even talking about simple little things like the firewalls, which we'll get into one week if you come in again, and antivirus software, it's just an area that people just don't understand. You might as well be talking Martian to them.
Well, you're right on that, because there are so many different varieties of antivirus software out there and different things that it is a minefield for the actual person who's actually looking for a solution. And it's like anything these days. In the old days, there might be one or two options. Now there's 25 different antivirus.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm so old, I remember when the internet was easy. No antivirus, there was no firewall. She just went on and had a whale of a time.
Exactly.
It was very slow, but
it's a dial-up, yeah.
Yeah, it was. But it was a whale of a time, do what you want.
Yeah.
But now it's not like that.
No.
It's not like that at all. There's all these nasties out there, basically. So if we take it nice and slow and easy then.
Yeah.
And you run through your top five computer problems.
I mean, the first one we come across frequently is a slow running PC. And this may even be a fairly new PC that's maybe even 2 months old.
Yeah.
And it's suddenly lost all its performance. It's no longer the fast machine. And there's so many things that can slow a PC down. There's so much that you can download in error that can actually slow the PC down. Things like you might install your printer, and the printer will leave a little footprint on the computer to say, I want to check to see if there's an updated driver to run the computer.
I've got that at the moment.
Yeah, so and these things don't really need to run. And there's lots of other little things, like if you install Adobe products and everyone uses Adobe Reader,
then
there will be something in your startup that fires off something about Adobe, checking for Adobe updates.
Yeah, I've got that as well.
Yeah, so these are the type of things that very quickly you've installed quite a bit of stuff on the computer. iTunes is another one.
Yeah, I've got that as well.
You do not need iTunes starting when you start the computer.
No,
up.
I'll turn that off for you.
So basically, there's ways of actually getting into the computer, having a look to see what starts up, and then unticking a number of them. And I've been to some recently where there's as many as 30 items that were on startup.
Really?
And the laptop would perhaps take about, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes to boot up. And suddenly we've got that back down to about 20 or 30 seconds. It really is, you know, scary that people don't understand this. And you know, people ring me up, oh, you know, it's just not running, Paul, what can we do? So you know, there's lots of ways you can look in and stop those things from happening. Well, not about stop them happening, but stop them happening once they've actually got on your computer. And there's a program called MS Config, which is something that, you know, you can easily find out how to run and just stop all these services from starting, and it's as simple as that. And so that's probably one of the top things that we get called out to. And the nice thing about that is we often leave the home. Customer's very happy. Thanks, Paul. I've got my laptop back to, or my computer back to the speed I wanted. And we move on and left a very good, happy customer.
Speed of a computer. There's nothing more irritating than when you click on Microsoft Word, for example, and it takes about a quarter of an hour to load up. Oh. You're going, oh, for heaven's sake. What's...
Especially, as I say, if you've got what you feel is a newish computer. But then some of the computers, which are maybe 2 or 3 years old, are still, you know, really good for doing stuff. But so many of them have slowed down. And sometimes you don't even notice how slow they're getting. Because
it
happens over a period of a couple of years.
Yeah.
And you just get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And people tell me, oh, what I do is I turn the computer on, I go and make a coffee.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I've got all sorts of junk on. But I do turn it on. Right, it's going to have some breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking, and no kidding there, we're talking about 15 minutes for the computer to load everything and be ready to up and run.
Oh, you know, it's incredible. But there's a variety of things that can be done to you know, improve a PC. I mean, disk space is, people have so many programs items that they potentially loaded and no longer use, and they can be removed from the computer. So there's all sorts. And you've talked about the registry, then yes, there are some very good registry cleaners that you can just run that will probably get rid of all your old registry settings you don't need. Individually, one of them probably wouldn't be that significant, but when you do maybe four or five different things,
right,
as we would call part of a health check for a PC, then you'll be surprised and think, wow, this is now running. And the last job we would do would be the defrag of the hard disk, because you've removed lots of stuff that you don't need, and then let's get it all back in order, which the defrag does, like your bookcase, getting them all nicely in order. And then suddenly you think, wow, this is, it's like a new computer again.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Until obviously you're back getting all the stuff
that's right
and causing problems again.
Yeah, that's right.
That's one of the main things. The second one we come across is the virus and malware that gets on your PC.
Now that's so easily done, because you can download a free piece of software you've got off of any one of umpteen sites, and it looks really innocent,
which
the software itself probably is.
Yeah.
But it's something clamped on the side of it, and all of a sudden you've installed it, and it puts a new search engine.
Oh, that's what I've got written down here. So many of them I go to, let's Google something, and I just think, well, they haven't even got their homepage set to Google.
BingBongDong.com, and you think, where's this? What's this search engine?
My web search, I think, is one of them. There's Conduit is another one, but I know the things to look for. So when I open up the Internet Explorer, for example, and you can see all the search engines, some of them have been set to the default to stuff. And again, you think you're actually searching on Google, but that search engine is actually powered by another source. So you're not even doing the Google search, and then that's directing you to things which aren't particularly going to be high up on the normal Google search. So and getting those things downloaded. I mean, I've got a son who's 10. He plays a lot of computer games. He's a Minecraft person, which a lot of them are now. And the other week he phones me from his laptop and, Dad, what's this I've got? And I just thought, oh my God, what have you been downloading? And he thought he was downloading something that was legitimate.
Yeah.
He thinks he's experienced enough, and he wasn't.
Catches everyone out.
And we did a sweep of the laptop he was using, and he had 16 viruses on there.
Really?
16, yeah. I just thought, God, how many times you've been doing this?
That's right.
There's certain software we know which will do a much lower level sweep of the computer before it actually gets into full operation, which will probably catch over 99% of the items. So again, it's just so easy to do. Or it may be you have an email come through which looks a legitimate email, and you'll click a link on the email, and it takes you to what you think is going to be a good site, and it looks like a good site,
like the phishing emails you get.
And then suddenly you click something on top of that, and all of a sudden something's downloaded on your computer, and some of these things are very difficult to get rid of, and you don't even realise they're on there.
And with broadband now, because we're talking about speeds of 20 meg up to 100 meg sometimes,
definitely,
it's downloaded as quick as that.
Oh, exactly.
Whereas with the old modems, you could see it flashing, you're going, that's not supposed to be flashing. I'll unplug that for a while, exactly. That will stop it. But now it's gone, it's on there.
Yeah, no, exactly. And because you'd also have your wife on to you saying, get off the phone, because get off the line, I want to ring my mum or something like that.
And, that brings back memories. It really does.
Yeah. It's definitely it's so instant. And as I say, we come across so many of those, and we have to get in there. We do a sweep, get rid of it, and while we're there, we do the tidy up of the PC, so it makes it faster. But it's such a common problem, and people really got to be careful, because as I say, it's another thing. You'll download something, and you won't know there's another little three or four boxes that have ticked.
Yeah, so, that's it. I do that all the time.
I mean, I've even done myself, because I'll be half watching the telly and just click a few things, and suddenly I think, oh, what have I got on my computer now?
But sometimes they do a very sneaky thing. When you download a piece of software and it starts to install, they say click here, a tick here if you don't want
exactly
it. Not
exactly.
Tick here if you do want so and so installed.
Yeah.
So you obviously just go through the process and don't tick it, or do tick it, and then all of a sudden it's
and if you open up your control panel and go into your programs, and we would see the same type of programs that have been downloaded onto different computers.
Yeah.
So there is a theme that happens where people are actually downloading the same programs. So yeah, I mean that's another one that people should really be aware of. And the next one, as I say, something you touched on a little while ago, is the backup and recovery of data.
Oh, that's horrendous.
We get a lot of phone calls. My computer stopped working. What can I do to get my files back? And a lot of the time, the hard drive is unaffected, so we can actually dismantle the hard drive from the computer, put it into a separate docking station, and recover the data for them.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it may be that the actual hard disk has got damaged in some way, or it can't be read, and then it's a very expensive operation that you have to send it away, and it would go into a dark room, and someone would have to try and recover the data. And we are talking hundreds of pounds.
Well, I actually stumbled across a company advertising that was in Switzerland that were doing that. You had to send your hard drive to Switzerland.
Yeah.
But they were dealing with governments, and it was thousands.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just dismantled the whole lot in this in this sterile room, took all the discs out, put them into a new, and then started it all up again.
Yeah, well, as I say, it is such an expensive operation, and really it's all about kind of preventing that from happening and getting a backup. And, you know, we talked about people have a backup and they have a little external hard drive next to the computer and back it up, but we say to them, you know, you really need to go one step further, because if someone was to break into your house, they're going to take everything.
Yeah, that's right, they will.
Possibly, you know, all your memories, all your photos of your kids, videos, music. It, you know, it really is something that you're perhaps not prepared to happen. And, and I know myself, if I lost all my photos of my kids, I'd be devastated. And so there are online backup solutions. We offer a very competitive online backup solution, which undercuts most of the ones out there at the moment. And you know, my advice to anyone is, you know, get some online backup if you've got documents you want to save. There are some free solutions out there which should give smaller amounts of space. But what you find a lot of those with the smaller amounts of space is, as soon as you want a bit more, then there's quite a bit of money you have
hefty money you have to
pay out. And that's fair, but as I say, it is something very important, and especially for businesses. You know, we come across businesses who haven't really got effective backup solutions.
You're joking.
No, it's surprising how many businesses run on older computers, still older technology, and they've not put the investment in to bring their systems up to date. And I understand the current economic climate, and people think, well, it's working, so we'll carry on.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's trying to educate people that, look, don't make a big investment, but an investment is what you need to bring up, get your backup sorted out. I mean, there's a company we dealt with a little while ago, and they basically did they did a backup to hard disk, and again they just left the hard disk on top of the server. And I said to them, you know, what happens to that? Oh, someone used to take it home and swap it over, but they don't seem to do that now, so it's no one just does anything. And I just think, you know, at least the solution of actually taking it off site was something. But you know, they're a
it's
business
just left there.
You know,
yeah, that's right.
And the premises didn't look exactly, you know, protected by security everywhere. Someone breaks in and they've lost
everything.
Yeah.
And you'll find out with computers, once you buy a computer, you find out very quickly that the data actually on it is worth more than the computer itself. Because it's taken you umpteen man hours to
definitely.
Type these Word documents, or to scan your photographs in, or you know, put your addresses all on the, and it becomes a work of love rather than just a machine at the end of it.
Of course it is, and as you say, the computer can be replaced. You can pick up a reasonable size computer box, maybe for about £300. That's replaceable, but your memories, you can't. So yet another issue we come across a lot, which we help, is broken laptop screens. There seems to be a...
Now, I looked into this once and it cost me more for the laptop screen, or would have done, than it would have done for a new laptop.
Well, I mean, what we do for a broken laptop screen, we offer a £25 flat fee for a broken laptop screen.
Really?
And then what we'll do is we'll source the laptop screen through eBay, purely transparent, tell the customer, right, this is what we're doing.
That's really good, Paul.
And basically, the screen probably costs something between £30 to £75. So often a broken laptop screen would be something like £65, £70 to get replaced.
That's really, really good.
And you know, that is such a common thing, because, you know, the kids knock it off somewhere, or
they're
running around, someone's trod on a laptop. Yeah. We've had all sorts of things like that. And that, again, is something that crops up. We perhaps change maybe one a week, something like that.
Really?
And
well, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's a really fair price. When it happened to me, I contacted the manufacturer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wanted more money for the... He went, no, just throw it away and get a new one, mate. And you just go, well, hang on a minute. No, this is a £300 machine I've got here.
Well, if you go on eBay, okay, it may not be that manufacturer's screen, but do you know what? It's not a brand new laptop, so it's often a laptop's 2-3 old. Why would you want to pay £150 to get it replaced when you can go and get a new one for pretty much, you know, that sort of price? So, and especially if it's local, we do a collect and delivery service.
That is really good.
Someone will ring up, Paul, I've broken my laptop. I said, you know, where are you? Yeah, we'll be passing there on Tuesday, so we'll pick it up for you, bring it into our premises, get that all sorted, and then drop it back. And it's something that, you know, I see as more of a, you know, public relations exercise as well.
Yeah,
it's giving
something
back to the community and the customers, because I find that you do a good service like that, then they'll start talking, what else you do, Paul? And so I see it, as I say, as a value service we give to our customers.
It's a really, really good price you charge as well. Fantastic.
Yeah. So any broken screens out there, and, you know, give us a ring.
Now, what I'd like, would you like to come into the show once every week or every 2 weeks? Or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I'd really like to you know, start engaging more with the public. And
What if we give an email address out now? So if anybody's got a problem that they're dealing with their laptops or their PCs, they can actually email you.
Yeah.
And then when
you
come in next time, you can just go through one or two emails. So.
Yeah, it's almost like an online clinic.
That would be really, really good, I think.
Yeah.
Now, I've got your telephone number here. Is it okay to give this out?
Yeah, please do,
Paul's telephone number is 01268 906 636. 01268 906 636. This is being recorded at the moment. It's going to be on the website, possibly from tomorrow. 01268 906 636. That's Billericay IT Solutions. And your email address, is it that email address there?
Yes, certainly is, yeah.
It's paul.alexander@billericayit.co.uk. That's paul.alexander@billericayit.co.uk. And again, that will be on the website again. Well, Paul, this is really, really good. I feel good things about this.
Yeah, no, it's just been lovely coming in and chatting. So
we'll get you in to solve some of these, because it is a mystical world. The mystical world of computers.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.